for playing with 100.7 WHUD.
All right, NCIS fans, tonight he's out on a ledge, literally. Brian Dietzen is playing Jimmy Palmer on NCIS. Brian, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good. Say hi to Casey, because we're both sitting here waiting to hear all about your big episode tonight.
Oh, hey, Casey. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to talk to you.
Good. Excellent.
Now, you really...
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're out on a ledge, literally, right?
Yeah, literally. Jimmy Palmer, which fans have known for years is to be this mild-mannered... NCIS medical examiner assistant finds himself out on a ledge, literally saving a man's life. You know, he basically looks up, he sees a guy about to jump, and before he really thinks about it, you know, he thinks with his heart, not his brain. He runs out there, grabs the guy, and before he knows it, he's got one hand on the guy's belt, one hand on a pipe, and if the guy goes over, he's pretty much going over with him. So he's got to figure a way to spread some positivity and make sure that this guy doesn't jump. It's really unlike your average NCIS episode. We're not necessarily breaking down a ton of forensics and banging down doors of suspects and that sort of thing. And it's fun to see this character in the middle of all of it, a guy who's pretty untrained for this sort of thing.
Wow. Now, I've always wanted to ask this question, and I don't know if you can answer it honestly because it will ruin the magic, but... for those of us who get weak in the knees with heights, how high up were you?
Well, it's great because this one that we shot, I've had a couple different people who've seen the show ask me, how long were you out there for? And how many days did you have to sit on this ledge, you know, that's seven stories up? And the truth of it is, we were only about 5 feet off the ground. The building that we went to didn't have a ledge. We built one on our sound stages, and then they kind of matted it in and used special effects to put it in onto the building in post-production. So the guys that worked on the post-production did an amazing job, and for nearly the entire thing, you just can't tell that we're not really out there. So we had wind machines going and all that sort of stuff to add some extra kind of ambiance to it. So. We're really proud with the way this one turned out.
We're talking with Brian Dietzen. He plays Jimmy Palmer on NCIS, one of the most popular long-running dramas in the history of TV. You must be pinching yourself that you're a regular on this show, huh?
Oh, you know it, man. I mean, this is one of those dreams that actors get, and when I first went on there, it was literally, you guys, a one-day guest star. I was supposed to go on there, have one scene with David McCallum 13 years ago. And the next day, I got a call and they said, they really liked you on the episode. I said, that's good. And I made some choices for a character and that I probably, you know, just kind of said, what's not on my reel? As an actor, you know, what you can show to people on your reel is really golden. And so I said, I don't have like a nervous guy with glasses, that sort of thing. It's a very different character for me. So I made that choice to do that. And they said, well, they'd like you to come back next week. And I said, okay, sure. And then next week, and then next week. And then after 4 years, I thought, well, we got something going here. This is pretty great. So you never know where your big job will come from. And I've been really fortunate to be riding this wave. And hopefully we got a lot more to come.
And we're fortunate, too. They definitely made a great choice with you. Now, I know you're working on a few other things, and before we have to let you go, can you tell us about the documentary, We Are Few?
Yeah. Well, we're working right now on a documentary about the Wounded Warriors amputee softball team. And these guys do some great work with veterans coming home who are missing limbs. And once a year, what they do is they put on a camp for children who also have amputations, and they teach them to use their prosthesis and then that sort of stuff with through the game of softball. So these guys are continuing to serve our country after they get home and are unable to serve in combat. And these kids are getting some really great mentors out of the game, and they're also teaching our veterans something as well. So it's a really heartfelt documentary, and I'm hoping that it's as powerful as what we've seen so far. And So we're in the middle of that process right now. So I'm hoping within the next year we'll be able to show it to everyone across the country and say, here's a great story of how some vets are coming home and really just making the most of everything.
Well, you know, you're out in Hollywood. They just announced the Oscar nominations. Maybe next year we'll be talking about We Are Few in the documentary category, huh?
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see.
Brian, am I saying your last name properly? Dietzen?
Dietzen, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Brian Dietzen, he plays Jimmy Palmer. Look for him on the Hollywood ledge tonight. He's not really up seven stories, but you're going to be convinced he is, right?
Don't jump. Thank you, Brian.
Yes, let's hope that Jimmy Palmer, a big breeze doesn't come along, because we want to keep this guy around.
Thank you so much. All the best.
All right, thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
8:56 with Mike and Casey in the morning.